Yes?
Yes, Mr. Chancellor.
Hello.
Hello.
Jack Valeni.
Hi there.
Jack, just a second. A friend of ours wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Right.
John?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be quarrelsome, but I want you to know the facts. I thought you had a good broadcast. But if we don't watch out, the belly achers are going to run the country and we'll lose our democracy instead of the people. And naturally, no Latin American can come out for troops, and, as I said yesterday. So in the future, if you will, you and your associates, consider using these figures. Our mission down there, evacuation, is not halfway through. You said it's completed today. We have all of our embassy plus about 3,000 additional scattered all over that country, in every bush in it.
Yes, sir.
Including foreign nationals. So we're less than half the way through, and we've almost got to march each one of them with a company to get them from the interior and from the alleys and so forth to the boat. We moved 300 or 400 out today. I just talked to Ambassador Martin, and this is off the record.
Yeah.
But when I heard that broadcast, that we went in for two purposes originally, for the to evacuate our personnel, and that had been reasonably well completed, and the other one now is to protect us from communism. I called him. Here's what he reports. He's a very liberal. Do you know him?
No, sir. We know all about him, though.
Well, he's a very liberal fellow that was there with Bosch and a friend of Bosch's. So I got him in so we'd have that contact, and he's been there since the thing, since I sent Marines in. I got him that night, and I keep him in touch with those forces. That's one of the reasons he got to the ceasefire sign. He says that the Latin American embassy ambassadors generally are very favorable to us because we've saved their hide.
Yeah.
They would have been killed, and their embassies destroyed, and everything else without Marines, as would have a bunch of Dominicans. They got 1,000 in the streets now smelling up, and the big thing they're afraid of is a epidemic.
Yes.
He has talked to a good many of them, and his feeling is that while they can't come out and say we're against Mother, or we support Marines in Latin America, that they're very happy because this might happen to them. And then they were in the line of fire, too, and we're evacuating a good many of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is number one. 5 o'clock, he's going to say that.
Yes.
And for attribution, he's going to point out to some of the old liners that have fought in the Spanish Civil War, this fellow Gonzalez, and some of the rest of them that have been imported and are known Castro leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to call some of them by name and point them out at a press conference so our people can know. Now, what happened is the Bosch people started it.
Yeah.
These guys move in just like they do on a Negro demonstration.
Right.
Two of them were identified by the time I got the congressman here that night.
Yeah.
Although I didn't have any of them identified when I sent the Marines in.
Yes.
8 of them were identified by midnight. 58 are identified as of last night. I don't know how many will be identified later.
Yeah.
I have to be very careful because I don't want to say a guy disagrees with me, a communist, or I'm a McCarthy.
That's right.
But there's no question but what the original mission to preserve our people has been reasonably satisfactory, although we've had about 42 casualties and about 4 or 5 dead. Now our problem is our mission is not halfway complete, and the roughest part of it's still ahead. We're moving them by 100 or 200 or 300, and we have to have a group with them as they move in from the outlying places. It's a country of 3.5 million, but only 300,000 are in this town.
Yes, sir.
So you just got 1/10 of the people here.
Yeah.
In addition, we've got to move this line a good deal further, because people can come in this peace zone and can go out of this peace zone. There are two very significant things that you ought to use, notwithstanding the peace zone.
Yeah.
They have fired on our soldiers all day, and they've killed some people who are in the peace zone.
Yeah.
The rebels have. They have not kept it to that extent.
Yeah.
I would say maybe it's 75-80% effective, the ceasefire.
I see.
The point, though, I want to get over with you, is those on the ground, like Martin and the Latin American ambassadors, are very happy that their life's been spared and we're there. That's number one. Number two, the mission is not to complete it or about to be completed.
All right.
There are a good many folks there, all of the embassy personnel, none of it's come out.
All right. I have that clearly in mind.
Okay, partner.
All right. Thank you very much.